Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. We got Hot Seat coming up. Lots more. Al, I hope to sneak in a little something on the Cuomos.
Oh, yeah, the guy got fired.
Not going great for the Cuomos
right now.
No, it is not. You know, you're not supposed to root against people, but I don't like them, so I'm not
Your wife loved the one guy.
Not anymore. She's moved on to Gardner Minshew. She's in the Minshew camp. She's in the tent with us. But that's not what's important now. This is not an official quarterback controversy until we get the opinion of a man who played for the Eagles, a man who has been brilliant in commentary on the Eagles, the legendary G. Cobb from gcobb.com. Hi, G.
Good morning, Angelo. How you doing?
I'll let you know in a minute. G. Cobb, is there a quarterback controversy right now on the Eagles?
I think so, yeah.
There you have it. It is official. Why do you say there is a controversy, G. Cobb?
Well, you know, yesterday looking at the game, you know, it was nice to see a quarterback who knew where he was going with the ball even before he got his hands on it. You know, he knew what they were doing. His passes were accurate. You know, there are a lot of things you like about the way Minshew played, and for them to come out and match, you know, the Jets, every time they scored, you know, they needed to match, and they were able to match and everything. So from that standpoint, I thought, you know, Gardner Minshew, you know, he showed us that he's a very good backup quarterback. You know, he showed us that. Now, is he a starter? Is he a guy you can build a franchise around? Is he a guy that you say, you know what, we can win a Super Bowl with this guy? You know, that's where the Eagles have got – this is a, you know, question. What were their goals at the beginning of this season? Is it more important right now – is it more important for them to do everything they can to win these last four games, or is it more important to find out, is Jalen Hurts your guy or not?
That's a fascinating way to look at it. That's why I love listening to G. Cobb. G, I want you to hear a cut from Miles Sanders, all right? Miles Sanders has played a lot with Jalen Hurts. I'm sure he's practiced quite a bit with Gardner Minshew. And he went out of his way to do a testimonial for the backup quarterback yesterday. Listen to Miles Sanders.
A lot of energy. I love him. I love him. Gardner's a character. He's cracking jokes in the huddle. He loves to compete, and you can see it. And he took this game very seriously. He didn't come in as a backup. He looked at it as if he was the guy. So, and that's what I expect out of him. And he got us the W today.
Do players pick sides, G?
I don't think that they want to, but in a way, they almost have to. In a way, because there's certain things about, you know, I guess Minshew's personality. You know, and we've seen this before. You know, he is a leader. He's the kind that keeps everybody loose. You know, and guys appreciate that. You know, you have a guy on the team that is cracking a joke before the biggest play in the game, but keeping everybody loose. He has a certain swagger and confidence about him that helps other guys play better. You know, and, you know, clearly Jalen Reagor needs some help right now. But anyway, you know, so that type of a quality is something that guys, they love, and guys rally around, and, you know, and clearly Minshew has that in everything.
Well,
that Jalen Hurts has some of that too. You know, he's a different personality, but he has the leadership qualities and different things like that. That's why the big thing with the Eagles is, what were their priorities at the beginning of the season? Yeah. What is their priority now? I mean, they've got to make some decisions as to what is more important to them. You know, and they do have a chance to make the playoffs. If they could beat Washington, come on. They got a chance to, you know, it's up to them, really. You know, they got their future in their own hands. So making this decision, it's fascinating to me. But, you know, and it's kind of problem. You would rather have a problem like this rather than, you know, going, well, you know, our backup quarterback is horrible. We couldn't win with them and everything. Well, you see, we could win with Minshew. And who knows, in this one game, in these final games, he might be more prepared to take care of the football, because that's going to be one of the big things. If you're turning the ball over, you can't win.
Oh, hold on. So, Jay, you're in the Minshew camp. You would like Minshew to start the game against Washington. True or false?
I don't know about that.
No, there's no I don't know. That. You now, have to make a decision. There's two tents. One's got me, Al, and Rhea in it. One's got Jonesy and Rocco from the Dirty 30, and now Shirley. Which tent are you going in?
That's tough. I mean,
there's no tough. You have to make a decision. You're a commentator.
Yeah, I'm a commentator, but the game is not tomorrow. It's not, you know.
But I'm doing a show today.
I know.
Come on, G. Well, you're welcome.
Come
buddy.
On, G.
Come on over.
Come on, G. You well, swing so many votes. I got to know.
The thing is, Angelo, are you going to set anything back? I mean, are enough of the guys on this team on board with this? Are you going to get any problems from anything like that, you know?
I don't think I'm getting problems from Miles Sanders. He seems to love Minshew.
No. You know, and I think these guys, you know, they just want to win. I understand that.
All right, G, I'm going to
– I have some s'mores.
I swear to God, G, I'm going to call you every day until you take a position on this. You may as well get it out of the way now. You want to wake up early every day?
You know what? Yeah. Boy, I tell you, man.
Drum roll.
One tent or the other. Oh, look, I've got crab legs in my tent, G. Crab legs from Chickies and Pete's. Oh, they're delicious.
You gotta go there.
Just crabs is all
look,
he has there.
Al just brought a nutcracker.
Ouch.
Is that what they use? No, I mean the crab cracker.
You guys are having a fun time in there.
Hey, the kid's ankle is worse than we thought. You know?
All right, let me get to Rager, because you just clearly there's something you would like to share on Rager, given his latest exploits on the gridiron. Gee, what did you see yesterday, and what are you going to do with Jalen Rager?
Well, Rager's confidence is shattered. You know, it's in his mind, you know, where he can't do things that where his – you know, just his depth perception. And, you know, when you get, you know, in a deep fear where you're afraid of the whole situation, that's when, you know, you drop the passes like he's dropped and you can hang on to the ball and your decision-making is off and everything. You know, Urban Fryer, who said he was in this situation before, said that they now probably need to ship this kid out of there. And, you know, I agree with him. You know, I would shut the kid down for a little while. Right. And see if his mind gets right, because he's a problem. He's going to turn the ball over because he's lost his confidence. He needs to either go see the odds or go get some therapy.
Yeah, it is. And there's nothing. When somebody's in his own head like that, there's no way to get him out of it, right? You just got to try to reset,
you know,
hit the reset button.
Yeah, he needs to go get some help because he's going to cost them games. You know, and then they're trying to get the ball to him. They're running plays for him and everything. I don't think that's what he needs. He needs to go get some kind of psychological help because he's got a major problem there.
Gee, last thing. Do you have any sense for what the defensive plan was like in the first half against the Jets? Because it was awful. Talk to me about that.
Why did they have to start playing real scared? Even if you play deep, you know, zone, you know, you can play aggressive zone. And something Gannon told them or his old mentality – he's got to scrap that. You cannot play at the NFL level playing like that. You know, the only time you play like that is when you got a 30-point lead with 5 minutes to go, you know. But I don't like you playing like that then, because it ends up giving guys bad habits, and you do things that you don't want to do on the NFL level. But you got to always play aggressive. You can't be playing, you know, like you're scared. And it seemed like they were giving the Jets too much respect early in that game. That they weren't clamping down on receivers, attacking the ball, you know, tackling with some aggressiveness out in the open field. The tackling was horrible.
I just got to know, Jake.
That was some of the worst tackling I've seen them. You know, it was like back at the beginning of the season. That was horrible.
You were saying scared, right? You used to do a famous riff where you would end with boo. Do you think Jonathan Gannon, is he getting ready to get that? Hey, Jonathan Gannon, you're getting all paranoid. Your hands are on the wheel, right? Hey, Jonathan, boo. Are we getting close to that, Jay?
I think we're going to that. I know that we're there with Jalen Reagor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're there with Jalen Reagor with his, hey, Jalen, boo.
Gee, you're the best, man. Well, gee, you're the best. You redeem yourself with the boo. Love you, man.
Have a good one.
G. Cobb, if you're not loving G. Cobb, maybe there's something wrong with you. Let's go to Mike in Douglasville. Hi, Mike.
What's going on, Angelo?
Mike, we got a little dispute here. Could you help us with it? Which camp are you in?
Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of the name Jake Lawton?
No.
He's the sixth-round pick that replaced Minshew when he got benched last year.
Yeah.
Minshew is a career backup. Now, if you're talking in the case that you want to get to the playoffs and you want to see, you know, what you have, Minshew is not going to get you there. Minshew is just going to ruin the development of Hurts even more.
All right, hold on for a minute, Mike. I want to see if the next call is Annette. Let me see. Annette, are you in the Minshew camp?
Yes, I am. I'm going to tell you why.
All right.
If you weren't in such a dire situation, I would say Team Hurts all the way. But I think if Hurts starts the Washington game, he's going to be kind of like pressured to play good, and he's going to play good under pressure.
Great. If Annette, stay online for a second. Let me go back to Mike. Mike, what about what Annette just said?
He doesn't play good under pressure?
Yeah. Looks that way to me. What do you think?
At the fourth quarter of the Giants game, did he hit Reagor perfectly in the hands?
He did hit him twice in the hands. It's a good point.
When we had the Chargers game, were we all saying if Jalen Hurts got the ball back in his hands, did we have the absolute confidence that he was going to take us down the field and score?
Good point. Reagor should have caught those balls. Let me go back to Annette for a second. Annette, he said that it was more Rager's problem than Hurts. You agree with Mike?
No, because he should have been going towards Devontae Smith and not Reagor, and we wouldn't have that problem.
That's a great point. Hold on, Annette. Let me put you back on hold. Mike, he picked the wrong guy. He doesn't see the field well. He should have gone Smith, much more capable receiver.
The only problem is Smith wasn't even across the first down line when he was open. So there's a good possibility you don't even get the first down.
All right, hold on. That's
a marriage counselor?
Jeez, Annette, what are we doing here?
Annette, he's made the point that Smith didn't even have the first down. What do we do here? I don't know which side. Who's winning this? Are you winning?
Well, you look for somebody else anyway, because my thing about it, Minshew is going to get out there and perform if he plays against Washington, because he wants to be picked up as a starter. So he has more to gain than Hurts has going to that Washington game.
Annette, how do you feel about facial hair?
Well, I don't plan on having any on my face, you know.
He has Minshew as a Fu Manchu. Do you like that?
Yeah, I tell you the truth, I didn't really know anything about Minshew until he started, because when I heard that Jalen Hurts wasn't going to start, I said, this game is going to be a bust. But then he got out there. My nerves were calm yesterday. I feel like the game was nice and clean. So I'm sorry. I have to switch over with my tent.
I was calmer. Annette, great call. Thank you. Mike, do you have facial hair?
Yes, I do. I have a beard.
All right, but would you be willing to shave it down to a Fu Manchu?
Absolutely not.
You would not do it. What if the guy won the last four games and took you to playoffs? Would you do it then?
No.
Wow. You are really committed to that beard, aren't you?
Well, see, absolutely. I mean, the beard, I got to have
it. Okay, fair enough.
But see, the thing with Hurts, I mean, if you have questions going into this season, about who the quarterback's going to be going into next year, right? And I can tell you right now, it's not Minshew. The guy is a career
Minshew.
Backup.
All right. It's a good argument. Very good argument. Mike, appreciate your input. Kenny Vum to 30-30 is going to make an important call when he comes out. He's doing it with his new kidney. All right?
Right.
Will of God has built a commercial.
What?
That he would like to do this morning. And Warren from Gwynedd Valley has already created a Gardner Minshew chair. So we've got a lot of give and take so far, and it's only the first day of the 2 weeks, Al, before the next game.
Only in Philadelphia.
Only in Philadelphia.
Controversy
and
like
don't
this.
Forget that there is a symmetry to this.
Symmetry.
Yes. Earlier this season, Nick Sirianni used the flower speech to generate excitement. And now your quarterback is named Gardner.
Oh. Minshew Magic!
Oh, dear God.
Think it over.
It's all coming together.
WIP Sports Time is 9:17.
Brought to you by Window Nation.
When Jalen is healthy, and we're hoping after the bye that's the case, you know, because I thought he was close to playing this week. You know, when he's healthy, he'll be our starter. I think Jalen's played a lot of good football. You know, there's been times this year where, you know, the things that he's been doing on the field, there's not many guys in the NFL that have been doing so. So when Jalen's healthy, he'll be our quarterback.
That is Nick Sirianni, who will be the Eagles starting quarterback following the bye week. Gardner Minshew filled in more than capably for the injured Jalen Hurts on Sunday. 133.7 passer rating by Minshew in the Eagles' 33-18 win at the Jets. Eagles' first game back after the bye will be against Washington. Washington won a fourth straight on Sunday, beating the Raiders. The entire Nick Sirianni interview is podcast on our website at 94WIP.com. Cold weather, higher energy bills. Window Nation is here for December only. Get 50% off any style window and a house of windows for only $99 a month. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by the Goodwill. Showers early, clearing later, a high near 60. It is currently 48. Now is the time to donate to the Goodwill. Nationally, Goodwill diverts over 4 million pounds from landfills. GoodwillNJ.org for a donation center near you. To stream 94WIP, go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
924. I want to call to mind, Al, a famous quote in our distant past here at the WIP Morning Show. It was said by Mr. Rich Cotite.
All right.
And many, many years ago, Al, he was unhappy. You have it? Oh, my God. We have it? We have it. We think we have this, Al. This is 25 years old. Easy.
Wow.
Let's listen to Rich Cote.
I want to hear about the quarterback, okay? Listen, there's no quarterback controversy here. And if there is, you're starting it, okay?
Now, let me say, that sounds more like Joe Conklin than Rich Cotite, but it doesn't matter. The quote is the same.
Yeah.
If there's a controversy around here, you're starting it. That's what he said, Al.
Yeah.
And we all said, yeah, we're on the talk show. That's exactly what we are.
Hello.
No argument here. Ava Graham.
Yes.
Who's on the hot seat?
Angelo, you got to think that other quarterback might be feeling the heat.
Today, Jalen Hurts is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat.
Right about this time, 90 miles away, a quarterback controversy has begun.
Rhea Hughes, Al Morganti, Jason from the Dirty 30, and me, we are all in our sleeping bags in the Gardner Minshew camp. Keith Jones is in his own tent, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
But Jonesy isn't all alone in that Hurts camp. In fact, 67% of the 5,000 people polled in our morning show Twitter question agree Hurts should start after the bye.
That seems premature to me.
He's in your tent.
No, no, the coach has already made his position on Hurts.
When he's healthy, he'll be our starter.
But how quickly things can change. One bad pass and you could be gone.
Listen, I'm in my own camp. I'm in the playoff camp.
There you
go. All right,
go.
I want whoever's going to take us to the playoffs.
What is Hurts thinking? His replacement is outplaying him at any point in the past year plus five games. What is he thinking watching that?
God, I need you.
I see.
And it occurred to me, Rhea,
yes.
In an alarming twist.
What?
That during the course of this morning, some really stupid things have been said.
Mostly by the host.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yes.
That didn't work
but
out the way.
You know, Ange, the funny thing is at the minute that this decision that Derek Gunn first reported on Saturday, we all knew exactly where this was headed.
It was all set up.
It was
the Jets were the opponent.
Yes.
Right? They are awful. Hurts is going to be, I didn't think we'd get to see him on the sideline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watch as the other guy went 14 for 15 and lit it up to a passer rating of 134. Yep. But I mean, come on. I said on Wednesday I wanted this because we had a bye week. But did everything have to light up so well that now I look like a jerk?
Perfect.
It's perfect.
No.
Yeah, Al's right.
No, I'm backing off. I'm not talking about tents anymore. I'm not that is all silliness. This is about the careers of two fine individuals. And let us focus now on what is happening with them.
Mm.
Jalen Hurts and Gardner Minshew.
And the rest of the country looks at Philadelphia and says they're arguing over two backup quarterbacks.
Yes.
See, now, why did you have to do that?
You got
to
hurt our feelings,
Al.
You're hurting our feelings.
Now you just ruined the whole lie. I mean, you're basically saying neither one of them's that good.
Al, what did you say at 5 o'clock this morning? You said, listen to your eyes. I heard you.
Yeah.
All right. The only guy I could go to right now with a brand new body part is Kenny from the 33rd. So let's see how he's functioning. Hi, Kenny.
Rhea, I'll give you $100 right now to go in and smack Angelo in the face.
Why, Kenny? Because you think this is not good for the team that I'm bringing up an obvious situation?
And he'll give her $200.
All right. Listen, I got eyes and I got ears. Mm-hmm. So let's go over the game yesterday.
All right.
Right before the game, they interviewed Mosley, that freaky linebacker with the pink hair, who said that the whole week the team prepared for Hurts. And had no tape and was not prepared for Minshew, so they'll have to see what they can do. Second off, Minshew threw some balloon balls in the air that were in the air for 30 seconds. Against a good defense, those balls would be dubious at best. Third off, now let's get back to Hurts for a second. Did you see what happened after Herbig airmailed that snap?
Yeah.
Were you watching the game?
Yes, I was.
Herbig walked to the sideline. Who greeted him? Hurts.
Yeah.
Who calmly talked in his ear for about 10 seconds, and then gave him a big hug, and then patted him on the shoulder to reassure him everything's okay. That's leadership, all right? What was Minshew doing? I love Minshew. He played a great game, but Minshew was running high-five in the fans, all right? Minshew did great against the Jets. Minshew did great as a backup quarterback, but he will be exposed if he plays too much. Let's keep him in our back pocket. Let Hurts finish out the season. Because tell you another thing, too. Without the threat of the quarterback running, the Jets put 8-9 guys in the box and really, except for one run, shut down our running game.
That was surprising. That was a direct response to the fact that Hurts was not a threat to run. You're right about that. The running game looked different with Hurts not available. It's very true. I'll say that.
And don't forget, I know Hurts played horrible against the Giants. He did. But let's go back to the Denver game. We ran all over Denver, and Hurts was pinpoint accurate that game. So it's in there somewhere. For whatever reason, he had a clunker. Look, he's had a couple weeks off. We got a bye. He's going to come back refreshed, and now he's going to be motivated because he knows what's sitting behind him.
It's a great point.
And I'm telling you, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. I am absolutely positively in Jonesy's tent. I know I'm going to have to bring a face mask for the smell, but I'm just not with you, Ange. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the finest call we had on this program this morning. Even though I don't agree with it, I'm open-minded enough to acknowledge the merit of your argument. That was a very strong argument. Kenny, could you end it by giving us one?
Actually, my stitches are out now, so I'm going to give it a go. This is the first time I'm doing this in months. All ready?
Right. Yep.
E-A-V-L-E-S. Eagles! Dallas Fox.
New kidney.
There you
go.
That was beautiful.
Love it, Kenny. Love it, Kenny. Great job.
Backup kidney.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that backup. That's right. Now. Doesn't that prove that backup works?
There you go.
Why didn't you give me that when he was out? I could have used that.
Got a Fu Manchu.
Hold on a minute. Oh, that changes the whole argument. Kenny, you're only here because you're using a backup kidney. Anyway. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Will of God has been working on a commercial. Uh-huh. Let's find out what he's got. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, Angelo?
All right. What kind of commercial have you been working on, Will?
All right, well, first of all, let me get this straight. I wanted to tell y'all on Friday that I think that Minshew was going to stand up because why not if you got the whole world staring at you and you never got a chance? This is your chance to shine. So I already knew he was going to do something. And God knows that boy made a nice song. And I would love to do a song for Minshew, meet Minshew, because he got a lot of energy. But son's birthday, happy birthday, Josh.
All right, let's refocus. Will, is the commercial about Minshew, or are you doing a separate song about Minshew?
No, see, this is how I wanted to do things, because I know I have a lot of haters, and people want you to say, oh, don't let him do this and don't let him do that. I wanted you to give me something, right? And I was going to show the world and punk anybody else who think I ain't thorough that I could just make up a commercial, a song, or a poem, whatever.
Really?
From the top of the head. I don't know what you're going to say or what you're going to, you know, but I was just going to do it just to shut them up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
all right.
You gotta shut
I would
up.
Like you to do a commercial about the Angelo Cataldi Gardner Minshew camp. All right? It has a spacious and luxurious tent. In the tent are Al Morganti, Rhea Hughes, and 33% of the fan base, which is not that many. And, Will, I would like you to try to create a commercial that would promote our camp so more people would come to it. Could you do that?
Okay. And the name of the camp is what?
No, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to give you a few minutes to work on
it. You name the camp.
And then you name the camp.
Right,
Camp Minshew.
You could do it right now before you. I just gave you the assignment 1 second ago.
Camp Minshew.
No,
I want to do it. Just right off the top of the head.
Camp
show everybody. Minshew. I don't care.
All right. You're going to do a commercial about my camp, which supports Gardner Minshew, without any preparation. You're basically freestyling this commercial.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Will of God.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? Have you ever got a chance to get something to eat and you just didn't know what to do? Well, why don't you just go outside? There is a great thing going on. If you don't know about it, I'm going to tell you right now. Angelo Cataldi is supporting Minshew. And it's an unbelievable camp. It's right down the street from you. All you got to do is use the GPS, and they have a whole bunch of contestants. And they got the perfect gear. People, Rhea Hughes, Alma Dandy, and you. See, this is what we're going to do today. If you have time to find time to come and visit this camp. It's located whenever Angelo Cataldi tells you what's that. But see, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be there right here, right now, because God said so. Amen. Welcome to Will of God.
Well, that people that email me and they say Will of God is not brilliant. Hello, did you just listen to that? That was done, Al. No notes, no prep. You, my friend, are an American genius. Do you understand that, Will?
Listen, I'm not nobody yet until I grow up, show up, then I can blow up. See, when you grow up, then you can show up. No, you can grow up first, then you blow up. Then after you blow up, then everybody wants you to show up. They're like, wait a minute, please, come here. Hey, dude.
Well, you're one of a kind, man.
He's huge, man.
I love you, brother. I love him. I love that man.
Yeah.
And I love that man, Al, because he's different. He's different. He's unpredictable.
Yeah.
But he's creative to a fault.
Doesn't take him long to come up with something. I give him that.
Did you get that?
Quick, yeah.
How you want to try that?
No.
I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Jonesy, you couldn't.
Made me rethink my position, actually. I was thinking about coming over to you guys.
He may come over to our tent.
That was really well done.
We got room for you, Jonesy. 215-592-9494. Al, I would be remiss if I didn't have one comment about what is happening to the two Cuomos, because we talked about them so much during the pandemic. They are both unemployed now, and I find it fascinating. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 9:36. All right, boys, you're doing it again this year, holding off on buying a big present, even though you know what it is already. It's time to go to IHateStevenSinger.com and order one of these beautiful Anita Diamond stud earring sets, because they're phenomenal. You know that's the number one gift. It's still under $270. And Steven Singer, unlike most of the people in his business, understood there would be shipping delays and fulfillment issues and fully stocked. So you will get a pair of these awesome earrings if you order them today. And the great thing about Steven is they were $270, little under $270 last year. He doesn't jack the prices up. That's the perfect price, and it stays the same. No sales, no discounts, no BS. Steven's real diamond studs are flawless to the eyes, near colorless. They come with a famous full value lifetime trade-in guarantee. You also get a 100-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And you could trade those diamonds in for a different diamond and get the full value of what you paid. What are you waiting for? IHateStevenSinger.com, the other corner of 8th to Walden. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. This is very brief. I realize we had a great game to talk about, a fine Eagles victory. But during the pandemic, we spent a ton of time talking about Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, and his brother, Chris Cuomo, who is a major star on CNN.
Yeah.
1 year after all of our conversation, Andrew Cuomo is no longer the governor. He had to resign because of sexual harassment allegations. And then over the weekend, his brother got fired on CNN for using his position as a national reporter to try to get information to help his father, his brother, with the allegations of the sexual harassment. Then, just to add the cherry on top of the beautiful hot fudge sundae, Al, now there are allegations against Chris Cuomo, too.
Oh, jeez.
Here's all I want to know. And what do they do now? They were in the middle of the storm. They were the movers and the shakers. It was Governor COVID and his brother, the reporter, and he would go out, his brother, and they'd chum around, and people found it charming. My wife thought those briefings that Andrew Cuomo did were phenomenal, and Chris was milking that. And all.
Yeah.
What do they do? Josie, what do they do now?
Not watch the news.
No, they
because they're not in it.
Do you understand? They're not just unemployed. They're unemployable.
Yes, they are. It's a,
they can't get they another job.
They obviously have a lot of money.
But what do you do all that?
Spend it.
Really?
They've been given this great opportunity. Millions of dollars.
You go to a store. Oh, look, there's Chris Cuomo. Oh, get out. Let's Instagram him. We'll put it
out.
That's
usually what happens these days.
Right.
No,
yeah,
you're a pariah.
No, it's awful.
The thing with him helping, it's their own fault. I wasn't surprised that he was trying to help his brother by getting information. Like, that didn't surprise me at all because that's family and that's what it, but the minute the sexual harassment, I was like, well, he's done. Just
what
like
are they
brother.
Doing all that?
I don't know.
Les Moonves was the most powerful person in broadcasting for most of the time we have done this show.
Okay.
He was drummed out a couple of years ago by CBS over a sexual harassment allegation.
Oh.
What does he do all day? Could somebody call
golf?
Him and tell me?
Golf?
Golf?
Yeah.
Even if he's golfing Al, people are... Jonesy, stop. Even if he's golfing Al, right?
Spends a lot of time
alone. If
you're
in the foursome behind him, isn't he like the big elephant in the room?
Maybe the people behind him did the same thing. Maybe there's a golf club for that.
He uses his putter a lot.
Jonesy, again. Where do I go? Warren's on the line, and Warren has been doing some creative work himself this morning. Hi, Warren!
Angelo, morning crew. Thank you for taking my call.
Which side are you on? Hurts or Minshew, Warren?
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up to the greatest show on turf. In this corner, Camp Minshew. In the other corner, Camp Hurts. Let the games begin for the next 2 weeks. M-I-N-S-H-E-W, Minshew!
Oh, he can't Minshew.
Warren, and then he hung up. Al, not creative. Yelling out the spelling of a name is what the Jets and Eagles fans did yesterday to throw people nuts. I need a real, something else. Like, at least we had that clever line where, he did the flower speech, and now we have a Gardner as the quarterback.
Thank
See, that's
God you
clever.
Didn't use it.
I almost did, Rick. I'm really glad I didn't.
Maybe tomorrow we have the actual camps and what they do at these two camps.
That's a good idea. Call Conklin. Big Rube is out of line. Hi, Big Rube.
Holla.
Big Rube, what did you think of Gardner Minshew?
He looked great. The Eagles got the – do a completion rate to another team as it was done to them. So, you got their just due yesterday.
All right, you are a Steeler fan, and right now Big Ben is not playing. Mason Rudolph is. Is that a controversy?
No, Big Ben played great yesterday.
Oh, he did play.
He didn't win a touchdown. Yeah.
Did you win?
I mean,
how did they go for at the end? That was bizarre.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. So, I was elated. I was pissed, Red, that we allowed them to go.
March right down the field, and then they choked.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Hey, Rube, when you're selling the chicken this week, will people bring up the quarterback situation with the Eagles?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's a new breed of fan going on. And the women, they love Minshew. That's all they would talk about yesterday. And there wasn't no sailor talking yesterday. It was all great.
All right, hold on. My wife was also more interested than she should have been. All right, Rube?
Yeah.
So I got to ask you now, because fashion, what looks good. Is it the bomber jacket? Is that something the women go for?
So that's the crazy thing. Like, how today's youth, they check that social media, and that's all they were talking about. Like, you see him with that bomber jacket on with all the patches. So I had to go, and then I go to my thing, and John Clark, he posted it. I was like, that's what they're going crazy about. So, yeah, that's a hot look.
All right, what about a Fu Manchu, Rube? Can you still rock it in the 20s?
I mean, yeah, for somebody young, I would never do nothing like that. But, yeah, somebody young and – if he playing good, remember when Jeff Garcia, when he was doing his backup thing, people, they jumped on his look. So, yeah, Gardner, he looking good.
Rube, if I, on the way home, purchased a bomber jacket and a fake Fu Manchu mustache, would my wife jump me when I got home?
You heard that saying, you're going to have a great happy ending.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I doubt it.
We all doubt it.
She would say, please, you look like an idiot.
Yes.
Yes, she would say that. Yes.
Big Rube, I need some chicken. What am I going to do?
Well, it's Monday night, you know. Come holler at me back at Manny Young Pitchers Pub, 4326, open at 5 p.m. Let's grub and let's talk Gardner Minshew and Jalen Hurts. I mean, controversy.
Holla!
How?
It's Big Rube. All right, let me just see if I got some people in my camp. Brian's up from Mount Airy. Hi, Bri.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Where are you on this, Bri? How you feeling? What are you thinking?
After watching the game and, you know, the previous weeks with Jalen Hurts, I'm riding with Gardner Minshew. I would ride with Gardner Minshew. I understand Sirianni going with Jalen Hurts. But to me, Gardner Minshew, he fits the system of what they're trying to do. They would like to throw the ball. When you look at Jalen Hurts' last five games, I know they won three of the five. When you look at those last five games, he's only threw for over 200 yards against the Raiders. Other than that, he hasn't thrown for over 200 yards. He's our leading rusher, but yet he's our quarterback. I think Howie Roseman and them would like to throw the ball down the field as they exuberated in the beginning of the season. Now, I think they're going to let Jalen Hurts continue to be the quarterback to finish out the season, knowing that Gardner Minshew is our backup. He's a solidified backup quarterback.
Oh, hold on, Brian. I got to stop you because these guys that own the team have a chance to make the playoffs, probably a better chance with Minshew. They like his style better than Hurts. Why wouldn't they say to Nick, we know that they get involved in this stuff, go with Minshew? Why wouldn't they say that?
Because of the simple fact, we can still win games with the schedule that we have remaining. We can still win games with Jalen Hurts as well and sneak into the playoffs. But also, Howie Roseman is more so looking at it with Jeffrey Lurie as, if Gardner Minshew was our backup, we could potentially trade Jalen Hurts and bring in a Russell Wilson or a Deshaun Watson.
It's a possibility. Brian.
It's a possibility because he hasn't done anything other than run with the football.
Well, if you don't want him, who the hell wants him?
Well, you got to think. The Packers is going to be looking for a quarterback.
They're going to go from Aaron Rodgers to Jalen Hurts. What are you, nuts?
Would you take Bryce Love?
No.
Or Jalen Hurts because Aaron Rodgers is leaving.
Well, they also could get another one. There's a few of them.
They did draft a guy. Maybe they could
get Russell Wilson if they want him, Brian. Brian, good call. Interesting. I just want people that are on my side. Bob, are you on my side down in Egg Harbor?
No, I'm afraid not, Angelo.
What happened?
I remember a quarterback controversy involving Troy Aikman early in his career. He got a knee injury. He was out for a long time, and they brought in a guy named Steve Berline.
I remember that. You're right.
He won a lot of games, and when Aikman finally was ready to come back, they were asking Jimmy Johnson what he was going to do. And I remember it was on national TV. He came out emphatically and said, Troy Aikman is a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Case closed.
Are you comparing Jalen Hurts to Troy Aikman?
Yeah, because at that time they didn't know what was going to happen with Troy Aikman. Only 2 years into his career, so they didn't know about him either. And then now he's a Hall of Famer. So
I guess I doubt Aikman had a bazooka on his shoulder. I don't know that we have that with her. Saeed is up. Saeed, I got 30 seconds. What do you got? Where are you on this?
Okay, what I want to tell you is you and I Wednesday talked about it. I'm with you on Gardner Minshew for the rest of the season. He's going to take us to the playoff. But since you only have 30 seconds for me, I have a song for you. Then I'll perform it for you next time when I call you, okay?
No, if you have it ready, I would like to hear it now. I enjoy music.
I have it ready, okay? Here you go.
Let's hear it.
One, two, three. Everybody come onto the field ground. The boys say, come on, Minshew, let's ride. Yeah, Jalen Hurts on the side. Give me the next four games onto the playoffs. I will glide. I like Sanders, Dallas, Watkins, and Smith. A little bit of Minshew in my life.
a little bit of Angelo on my side, a little bit of Josie, all I need, a little bit of Shirley on the sun, a little bit of Manchu and gave Jalen Hurts the shoe.
Wow.
Thank you, Angelo.
The singing could use a little work, but it was very well done, Saeed. Thank you.
It was
a fun item, and it was the proper way to end this show. Well, hopefully I can move on from this controversy tomorrow.
How about next Thursday?
But I would bet against
a week from Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to bet against it because I think we have something tomorrow that you want.
We're not saying what it is, but it's a nice giveaway.
It's a nice item.
It's time to do a wrap.
All right, so we're going to do the question first because I got a special edition of Line of the Day. So this Twitter question is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. The Armin dealership's closer than you think. Who should start for the Eagles at quarterback in the first game after the bye? 67% Jalen Hurts.
Not good.
Now, the question that was given by our listener, just so you know, ended 49 Hurts, 31 Minshew, 12% Butch from Manionk, and 8% Rear.
That's right, Rear, you got 8%. Warm up.
And we're going to end with a musical line of the day that is brought to you by Ameribest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeribestHomeCare.com for details. George and the Stones.
Mm. All right. I would like to thank our assistant today, Ava Graham. Our associate producer was Mr. Dan Wilson. And our producer is Joseph A. Wechter, Jr. Is there something you need to say, Al? You good?
I'll be shocked if we're not talking Flyers tomorrow.
Al thinks.
Al
is predicting that Alain Vigneault will be fired. You heard it first right here. As we were leaving the show, only Al. Anyway, hit it, Joe. Have a great day, everybody. Joe to Cabernet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.